The following podcast is brought to you by KQED.org and it contains explicit language.
You're listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. My name is Dawson Ludwig, and we are revisiting one of our favorite topics, indie approved pop. On the most basic level, this episode is about pop music that, for whatever reason, strikes a chord in the impossibly snobby, arrogant, pretentious, righteous, you name it, indie world. So, in light of that, we've decided to dive in headfirst with this episode. If you're unable to hang for the next 3 minutes, then my friend, we will see you in 2 weeks, because we are starting off with Mariah Carey. That's right, Mariah Carey. The title of the song is very obnoxious. It's called Hashtag Beautiful, but the song itself is just amazing. It's a duet with a singer called Miguel, who is just about as charming as you can get. Let's listen. This is Beautiful. Hop on the back of my bike, let the good wind blow through your hair. What an ass like that, and a smile so bright. Oh, you're killing me, you know it ain't fair. That was Mariah Carey featuring Miguel with Beautiful. That song is just super simple, but it's also perfectly put together. It's catchy as hell, but not too sweet or repetitive. The vocal performances are stellar. Sometimes they're a little over the top, but that's actually kind of thrilling at times.
I feel like it's more the video that's over the top. And without it, the song would be okay.
Yeah, it's a really bad video.
It's funny. But ultimately, that's what this episode is about. Strip away the pretense and enjoy some great pop songs for what they're worth.
That's right. And by the way, that is Jamie Nabrinsky. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, Dawson. All right, well, let's get on to the next one. I think it comes as no surprise that Justin Timberlake is on this list. Mm-hmm. Over 3 solo records, he has moved beyond his pop world and is now a critical darling. This one's called Take Back the Night. Yeah. This was your city. You did it all and more. Broke every law except for one, babe. Attraction. Are you ready? I know you feel it. Pull you nearer till you feel it again. Oh, wanna do something right? But we could do something better. There ain't no time like tonight. And we ain't trying to save it for later. Stay out here living the life, yeah. Nobody cares who we are tomorrow, Mona. Got that little summer light. The
little something I've been wanting to borrow. Tonight's the night, come on, surrender. I won't lead your love astray. Astray. Crowded rooms, we can do anything. Attraction can drive you crazy, and the way you move when you go crazy, that's incentive for me. We wanna do something right, yeah, but we could do something better. There ain't no time like tonight, and we ain't tryna save it for later. Stay out here living the life, nobody cares who we are tomorrow. And you got that little something I like, a little something I've been wanting to borrow. Tonight's the night, come on, surrender. I won't lead your love astray. Astray, yeah. Your love's a weapon, give your body some direction. That's my aim. Then we could
take back the night.
Come on, use me up until there's nothing left.
Take back the night.
Dizzy, spinning, sweating, you can't catch your breath.
That was Take Back the Night by Justin Timberlake, the first single off of his sequel to his earlier release. It sounds like both of the records are going to be called the 2020 Experience. One of the common threads in this episode are the spot-on homages to older sounds. That, for instance, was a pretty obvious off-the-wall era Michael Jackson reference. And two other songs in this mix are pretty similar in the way that they borrow from past artists.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, Jimmy, what do we have next?
We're going to listen to a band called Quadron.
Hello, what's going on in here? You're ruthless like a storm. Hello, why you never seem to care? It's to you I belong. Trying my best not to make this an insult by blaming you, I
Quadron with Hey Love. And I have to admit, I actually know very little about this group. I really liked it, and I can see why it perfectly fits into this episode. But yeah, what's their story?
Well, Quadron are a duo from Denmark. I discovered them back in 2009, probably, through your traditional indie blog outlets, back when the R&B sound was kind of creeping back into the mainstream.
Yeah, like the XX.
The XX. They were a little bit right before The Weeknd broke out. And it was a video for yours truly. They did a Hefra Hovrestar.
What is that?
It's Danish.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure actually what it means. But it was a more slowed down, kind of jazzy, sultry jam. Falls in line with Jessie Ware fans, I think, will enjoy it. One thing, though, that Jessie Ware's doing very well is pop.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Really, she really broke out.
Mm-hmm. And I think they realized she was making some money doing that. And they kind of turned it up a notch in the pop world.
So we are going to move from Quadron on to Robin Thicke's controversial but impossibly catchy new song, Blurred Lines.
I know you want it. I know you want it.
That was Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke featuring Pharrell and T.I.
Well, speaking of artists borrowing from past sounds, that's a pretty obvious tip of the hat to Marvin Gaye's Gotta Give It Up, right?
Yeah.
That beat just sounds like, I don't know, like a pipe being hit.
Yeah, absolutely. Even the bass line.
Yeah.
And Pharrell does his little, ooh.
Yeah.
So it's pretty, it nails it.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting trend that all these pop artists are sort of winking towards the past so blatantly.
Well, Dawson, let's move on to a pop act I know that you're a little bit excited about.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new one from Drake called The Motion.
And with Sampha.
That's right, with Sampha.
It's not me and you, it's not me, it's you. You're reckless and you know it, they don't love you like I do. Say you're moving on, well, I guess that's just emotion. I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. I don't have a fuck to give. I've been moving state to state in my leather and my Timbs like it's 1998. And my dog Chubby Chub, that's my nigga from the way. On the east side of the city, that's where everybody stay. Seem like everybody calling cause they want me on they song. It's like every time I touch it, I can never do no wrong. When they need a favor from your man, they don't leave you alone. But I guess that's just emotion. Then their phone doesn't ring when they got everything. That's the motion. Oh, I guess that's just the motion. Oh, I guess that's just the motion. Yeah. Looking back on it, at least my pride is intact. Cause we said no strings attached and I still got tied up in that. Everything that I write is either for or about her. So I'm with her even when I'm here without her. And she know it, the girl that I wanna save is like a danger to my health. Try being with somebody that wanna be somebody else. I always thought she was perfect when she was being herself. Don't even know how to help, but I guess that's just emotion. She'll probably come around soon as I settle down. That's the motion. Oh, I guess that's just the motion. Oh, I guess that's just the motion. I guess that's just the motion.
That's nothing more. I hear your heart hit the floor.
I guess that's just the motion.
That was Drake featuring Sampha with The Motion.
Yeah, and that guy is so destined for world domination. I mean, he's clearly a pop artist, but you know, you can tell that he cannot help but stretch the boundaries of pop with his lyrics, his beats, the way that he alters between rapping and singing. He's just really fascinating to watch. So we are going to play a new one from Janelle Monáe. This one is called Dance Apocalyptic.
chicken tastes like pork. You have triplets instead of twins. Does your food taste plastic?
That was Janelle Monae with Dance Apocalyptic, and up next we have Solange with Don't Let Me Down. Solange with Don't Let Me Down, and I have to say Solange is one of the most interesting artists on this list because she seems to be the most aware of where she stands on the pop realm.
Right, because let's admit it, she can. She can do whatever she wants.
Oh, because of her...
because of her father, her sister, obviously Beyonce. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's almost like she's making a very conscious decision to go the indie route.
Right.
For as pop as she is, you know, she was all over South by Southwest, which is for indie artists to break out.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to be broken out. Mm-hmm. And then the other festival she's playing, like FYF in Los Angeles, you know, she's playing alongside MGMT and, you know, Deer Hunter. But her songs are so obviously pop.
Right.
But putting in little quirky things to them. It's definitely, you know, indie.
Yeah. So we're going to swing back to a song that we played over a year ago, but has managed to transcend our little indie world and become a global pop sensation. This is Iconopop with I Love It.
I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched, I let it burn. I threw your shit into a bag and pushed it down the stairs. I crashed my car into the bridge. I don't care. I love it. I
hard to please. We gotta kill this switch. You're from the 70s, but I'm a 90s bitch. I love it.
That was Icona Pop with I Love It. And up next, we have one from Miguel, who we played earlier with Mariah Carey. This is Adorn.
This is the other song that really utilizes an old sound. This is straight up Marvin Gaye Sexual Healing.
A lot of Marvin Gaye.
These lips, can't wait to taste your skin. Baby, no, not in these eyes. I can't wait to see your grin. Ooh, ooh, baby, just let my love, just let my love adorn you. Please, baby, yeah, you gotta know, you gotta know, you know that I adore you. Yeah, baby.
With what I would say is the king, the absolute, the kings, plural, of pop and indie.
Okay.
And straddling the line of almost being ironic, but then being post-ironically good. I'm talking about Hall & Oates. And
when did this song come out? Or what is this song first?
So this song is I Can't Go For That.
Okay.
No Can Do. And it was, you know, it was a huge hit. Hall & Oates were huge in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And then there's always a little bit of a cheese factor to it, though. Like the sax solo in here is just, that's actually legitimately bad. But the song itself is great and really well constructed, precise. It's almost like someone took a scalpel to it and just, you know, carved out this perfect little gem. But, you know, they fell out of fashion in the 90s and early 2000s. But, you know, recently they've had a resurgence of appreciation. And, you know, a lot of people realizing that they can write really great songs. So, That was fun.
That was fun.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Dawson, for having me.
And we will see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Noise Pop podcast. Remember to subscribe through iTunes, and the next episode will automatically be delivered to you after it's released. And while you're there, leave a comment to let us know what you think. You can stream us online at kqed.org/noisepop or stream us from your smartphone through the Stitcher iPhone and Android app. Contact the podcast by phone through our hotline 585-4NOISE5. That's 585-466-4735. You can also email us at podcast@noisepop.com.